Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
You are listening to Exclusive on Pod Pub Network. Your city.
Listening to the North Shore Nine podcast. Follow them on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Also, make sure to watch NS9 Live every Thursday on Twitch and help support by becoming a patron. Let's go, Bucks!
Yo, yo, yo. Welcome to NS9 Live. I'm your host, Anthony DiNardo. With me tonight, we got our co-host, Tyler. Tyler, what's up, man?
Another night without Jim.
Another night without Jim.
Listen how peaceful it is.
He actually was DFA'd, by the way.
Right,
we had to make room for Will Craig. So,
Will Craig is not here, though, at the moment. But when he does get here, we'll hit a home run.
That's it. Pirates lose tonight. 3-1. Another night of woeful offense. Actually, some solid pitching again. Big shout to Will Crow. Like, I'll say the stat line, like, at the end of the day, 3 runs, you know, like, it's not impressive, mm-hmm. but to me, I felt it was another for Will Crow. Okay, let's leave that. Like, for Will Crow, another impressive outing for him. He's not here to be your ace. You were barely expecting him to be in the rotation, period. So, like, for a Will Crow outing, I was left still impressed again by him.
Yeah, I mean, 5 innings, a 3-run ball, 5 strikeouts, 1 walk. What more do you really want from a guy that they obviously didn't think enough of him to put in the rotation? And I don't think anybody thought enough of him to think of him as a future piece, and I still really don't. But he's going to eat innings, and that's what the Buccos need right now.
True. And that's true. And I still don't look at him as like a future piece. I'm not saying that, Will Crow is looking good and we can expect him to be in this future rotation. And like, we really fleeced the Nationals, you know, in that Josh Bell trade. Yeah. I'm not saying that at all. But what I am saying is he has at least shown that right now in this rotation, he belongs. You know, you pointed out last week as well, the increased velocity. Was it last week or the week before, actually?
I think it was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, I was going to say, because he had to start in between. So it was, yeah. So like he was hitting 96, 97. And then last week's start, he was still hitting like just 93, 94. Tonight, it was back out. He was hitting 96 as well. So like, there's stuff that is intriguing about Will Crow. And like, even with the 3 runs that all came in the fifth inning, he looked excellent up until that point. And honestly, like, the Polanco play in right field looked terrible, but I don't think if he would have played it differently, it would have stopped the triple from coming anyways. And then also, I mean, the throw to third, you know, the pickoff attempt by Stallings, yeah, that wasn't handled well, that scored a run. Like all of this wasn't really on Crow. I felt, you know, the home run that gave up, home run was given up. That's fine. It was a 1-run shot. Right. I'm cool with that. But yeah, it's like, you know, he didn't get any help. That's for sure.
And I know I believe it was McHenry, we were talking about the defense improving this year, and he was really high on that. I do believe the defense did improve, but we're at a point now where they are duct tape, chewing gum. There's nothing you can do. They're throwing pieces at the wall and see what sticks.
Well, I mean, that's part of it, too. And with injuries, I'm like, jeez, you know, like we talked about the defense looking better. Part of that was because Alford was going to be in center field. Alford does have a good, I mean, he's athletic as hell. Like, he did have a good glove.
He stunk, though.
Pathetic at the plate, as we saw. Like, even with Fowler, you know, like, there was some good defense there. Losing Bell, Morano's an improvement, which he has been. So, yes, like, in theory, you do believe that. But at the same time,
in theory, everybody stays healthy.
Actually, you know what's funny? Like, to bring this up again, Kevin Newman has played very good defense this year.
Very well.
And analytically, everything, like, it measures out that he is one of the top defenders, not just shortstops, but defenders in baseball. And this comes after him being, like, one of the worst defenders in all of baseball. So I'll give him that at least right now.
But I mean, aside from that, you lose Hayes, you lose Moran. Your outfield is legitimately Rule 5 draft picks and guys that you pick up off the scrap heap. What do you want to do? Right.
And Reynolds being your center fielder now. You know, like,
and he's
like,
not a center fielder.
There's no good defense right now in the center field.
No, and I don't blame them for it. What do you really want them to do right now? There's nothing they can't do. Like, be better? They can't. They're in a position where they can't be better.
I mean, I could argue that, but it wouldn't make sense for them to do what they need to do to be better for 2021.
Really? What do you think they need to do to be better right
now?
Well,
no, I'm just saying, I mean, you could make the argument that Swaggerty could be here.
Yeah.
And they would be better. I mean, that's a legit argument. They would be better with Swaggerty, but it doesn't make any sense in the year of 2021 to have Swaggerty up here right now to make this team better.
Exactly.
Like you're saying, like who cares, really?
Yeah, there's no reason. Sure, you can bring Swaggerty up. You can go sign some vet that's going to play a strong defense, and you can sign and bring up Anthony Alford, for that matter. Doesn't matter. Like, they're trying to find out who's going to be part of the future or who they can trade. Anthony Alford, they cannot trade. He's terrible.
He got a run tonight, Indy. He got his first hit.
He's garbage. Troy Stokes,
yeah,
slightly
Stokes,
intriguing.
Stokes in center.
Like, by intriguing, I mean
Contreras. We can he call might Contreras like right a, now in the rotation.
There's just no reason to call anyone up right now.
I know. I'm like, again, jokingly saying
other than
that.
Will Craig. Right, but like, it leads into the Will Craig argument. That was how by like, I don't know, maybe three people on Twitter today. Will Craig is 26 years old. Mm-hmm. He's not Travis Swaggerty.
No, of course not.
He's already been DFA'd.
Well, potentially not. We don't know what Travis Swaggerty is, but Swaggerty certainly has the potential to be much more than what Will Craig is.
At the very least, he's not some lard at first base.
True. But that lard at first base hit a home run tonight.
He did. And I will admit fully that I was on board with Will Craig being drafted the day of. But the guy hasn't worked out. But right now, yeah, you got to. What's the downside of bringing him up? If he hits, great. Keep him up here. If he doesn't, oh well. He hasn't shown it. Goodbye.
And that's
who else is going to pick him up?
Well, right. So to talk about the whole Will Craig situation, Will Craig to me at this point is just a guy. 2020 was a little bit different. 2020, he hadn't seen the majors yet, you know, and it was at that point too, like, what do you have to lose? Like, let's get Will Craig up here. Let's see what he can do. Well, he didn't do too well. Will Craig showed that was anything special. And it's not as if like Will Craig has been special. I'm not going to go off record and don't quote me on this, but my recollection and how I feel is he's more or less dropped in prospect rankings almost every single year. So it's not as if he's improved his stock. He's done, like, stayed the same. He's gotten worse and worse and worse over time. And then last year was just so pathetic that, right, it was more or less like, let's just call him up. Let's just have another guy. Just give me a different face. And he came up, wasn't that great. And let's be honest, too, like the Pirates, right? Charrington, he was off the 40-man roster.
They're not high on him, obviously.
Right. He was free to be signed to any baseball club this offseason. And that spoke to that as well, because no baseball club said, oh, let's take him. Any team in Major League Baseball could have had Will Craig. Man, between the Stallings and the Crows and Craigs right now, I'm going to go crazy. anyone could have had Will Craig this offseason. They chose not to. So that leads me to believe, too. Like, so there's the argument for calling up right now is because Moran's probably going to come back soon. Evans will come back at some point. Even Brian Hayes is going to be coming back probably in a few weeks, right? So, you know, soon enough, Craig's going to have to be off this club and free to be signed by any team at that point again. Like, he's available. Anyone can pick him up, just as the Pirates have been doing with all these other guys, right? Like your Toms and such.
But it's a prove it. Like, show you belong here or else this is your last shot.
I mean, you're right. But I guess the thing is, with this early right now, was calling him up the right choice? Or do you go ahead and do somebody else who's on the 40-man or whatnot?
I don't know if it's the right choice or not, but I think in the Pirates' eyes, he's at a point where he's an organizational piece. And you live with that, and that's the way it is. Maybe some people think differently, that we're living in 2016, 2015, where he's a first rounder, but in all reality, he hasn't shown anything. So they look at him as an organizational depth piece. And if at some point he needs to be DFA'd because he's not hitting, this is a prove it time.
That's fair. I mean, I will say that I was shocked in the sense that he was called right now. You know, I did have the mindset of it was going to be somebody different. You know, just because these aren't long-term injuries, there's no like trade freeing up another spot for him to be on the team for, like, for the entire year. You know, I was a little bit shocked, but I will say that I don't look at it as like, oh my God, what are they doing? Because again, I do view him as he's just a guy. You know, even going back, 2019 is last year in the minor leagues, right? Because there was no minor leagues last year. 2019,
a lot of homers in AAA. Did not walk.
Right, a 92 weighted run created plus. You know, his full season as a 24-year-old in AAA, he was 8% below average as a first baseman. Hitting, that's your calling card. Now, he does have good defense, so like I'll give him that, but he couldn't hit.
But it's also, would you rather the Pirates call up some scrub 30-year-old that we all know has absolutely no chance of being part of this future, or the 1% chance that Will Craig shows up here and just hits the cover off the ball somehow? Because right now, we got nothing worth watching.
I'm on board with that. Again, that is my argument with, yeah, like, I'll see Alford. I'll see Fowler. You know, it's going to be a lot of bad baseball, but I'm willing to go ahead and just give those opportunities, because what's the opposition? Todd Frazier, right. You know, I don't need to see Todd Frazier.
We've seen enough. We got through, 10 games? That was enough.
I don't even know how we got the 10 games. Jeez.
The guy don't have it anymore.
No.
Clearly. Will Craig at some point might be able to be a bench piece. I don't know. Maybe he comes up, hits the cover off the ball. Like, every other team has these weird, fat first basemen that show up and just destroy baseballs. Personally, haven't had those since Garrett Jones, except he wasn't fat, but you know what I mean.
Right.
Like, I feel like the Cubs and the Cardinals have one of these all the time. Like, some organizational depth piece that shows up at 26 years old, and he just tears the cover off the ball.
Well, absolutely, the Cardinals. That's for sure. Well, hey, I mean, if we're talking about it,
maybe it's our time.
He's got 4 home runs in his last 3 games, if you count the AAA and tonight. So, I mean, that's something. I mean, talk about short sample size, of course, but
he is intriguing enough to grab the slightest bit of my attention right now.
Yeah. I'm for that. I'm for that. Again, I guess my concern, which was other people's concerns, which I can relate to, is what happens when 7 days from now, who gets sent? Like, Moran comes back.
Who cares?
Like,
this team sucks.
Well, no, but that's what I'm getting at. So is Will Craig still afforded the opportunity to continue to watch him to see if he can, or is he the odd man out again and you potentially lose him?
Does he have any options left? I actually don't know.
No, that's what I'm saying. He's done.
Like, he's legit out of options.
Yeah. Oh, wait. No, my bad. Oh, hold up. He's got two options.
Okay. Pick one of those. Throw a dart at the 40-man roster. You're gone.
Hold up. So, my bad. Hold on. Let's change this whole entire argument.
I'm good with this.
Who cares?
Some scrub.
Oh, yeah. See, I thought, my bad. I thought Will Craig was out of options. He's got two. We're good. Yeah.
Just throw a dart at the 40-man roster. And who cares?
Yeah, the rest I could care less about. I mean, if it's Tom, it's Tom. Right?
Go back to whoever. Where'd he come from? Oakland? Originally, or Cleveland? I don't know.
That's right. Because it was Fowler and Tom. We both got from them.
Yeah, they both stunk.
Evans goes back as an outfielder. We still have Stokes there. Yeah, it's Tom. We're good. Polanco's back. It's Tom. It's done.
I can go down the list of the 40-man roster and pick probably 20 of them that you can go ahead and just see you.
And that's part of it. But right, I think it's Tom. It's it. But right, it's Tom.
You just really want Tom gone.
I'm sorry, Tom. You're it. You're gone. But yes, I was under the impression that actually he was out of options, and he's not. So this is not even an argument right now. What are we doing my concern was losing Will Craig again. So in 7 days, he's the odd man out. He's being exposed to the waiver wire again, you know, or not the waiver wire, but he's being exposed to be picked up by anybody. Yeah. And now the Pirates lose Will Craig. He's still going to be on the team. Who cares? Who cares if you lose Tom? Who cares?
Right. What's really confusing me now is what were people arguing about on Twitter earlier?
That's what I thought people were arguing. And honestly, before I even saw the arguments, that was my whole mindset of Craig. He's got options. What are we doing arguing about this? Okay.
I don't know.
Okay. I'm done. This whole talk segment about Will Craig has changed. So Will Craig, yes, get his ass up here. I want to see more of Will Craig, and I'm good with it now. As much Will Craig this year as I can see to find out what he is. Because you're right, he's 26 years old. He needs to be in the major leagues at this point.
I just want to know what people were arguing about on Twitter then. Because I didn't have time to
actually. Apparently they were arguing because they were afraid of losing Tom. Or Stokes. I mean, give me Stokes right now. I'm not trying to completely bash Tom. He hasn't. He's
just pick a reliever off the 40 man and goodbye.
I want them. We're good with Tom.
Ben Gomel, goodbye.
Son of a bitch. Yeah, him first.
Just pick one.
God, we have so many bad players. There was seriously arguments. You're right, Tyler. There were seriously arguments
over
this.
That's why I was confused.
All right. So Will Craig, I still am not expecting much of him at all. More than like an Alford, more than a Fowler. But I don't foresee, I don't really believe in Will Craig as the future.
Of course not.
You're going to give him the chance. He hit the home run tonight. Kudos to Will Craig. I am just afraid, though, and I don't know. I don't know. Never
afraid
mind.
Of what?
I'll pass.
This team sucks.
No, I know it does. just, I don't know, like this carousel of like just bad players. Like, like Will Craig like has this like nice week. Moran comes back. Evans comes back. Brian Hayes comes back. And like, Craig's taking playing time against like the players you really should be seeing. I don't know. Anyways.
Who cares? They all suck. Just play the guys that, like, put Will Craig in right field. I don't care.
Oh my God. The outfield
blows.
Polanco.
I don't care what they like. Put Colin Moran at second base and trade Adam Frazier. Do whatever put you Will feel Craig like at doing. Second base.
That was literally the thing 2 years ago.
I said it about the 40 man roster. Just do it with the starting lineup. Dart. You play there. Let's go.
Okay. Can we move on from Will Craig then?
Yeah.
All right. Because I'm angry that I was forced into this trap. But we had to talk to him. So good for Will Craig. Four home runs, 3 games. He's probably the best power potential on this team right now. So I guess moving on from him, we talked a little bit about Crow. Let's get into his performance a little more in depth. So again, he did pitch pretty decent tonight. The other thing I want to mention, now Joe Block tweeted this out today. I had no idea about this. Neither did you, Tyler. So I'll make sure you don't lie about it. Neither did Jim. Jim's the one that brought it up into our text group. Nobody has hit his fastball this entire year. Now that changed tonight. Buster Posey was the first and only person to hit his fastball. Nobody has hit Will Crow's fastball.
Yeah, I don't know how that's happening because his fastball's not that good.
It's improved upon, as we mentioned, from years ago.
Still not that good.
But improved doesn't make it good. It's just not terrible anymore.
I mean, I think he locates his pitches well enough to be a capable... He looks like he belongs. I don't want to say a capable major leaguer. Right now, he looks like he isn't going to embarrass himself out there. But... I mean, he's throwing 93, 94.
Until he doesn't. Like, he just still...
And then he goes to, what, 97? Woo.
Yeah, but like at least he's hit... 97 is a big difference from 92.
It is, but at the same time, these guys see that every day.
I'm just saying.
I'm also... I mean, look, I love the off-speed.
I just don't know to know more of, like, what are you? Are you the 92, 93, or the 95, 97? Because you keep showing differences. What are you, Will Crow?
Yeah, that's a great question because I don't think we're going to know until we get a full year of him, and I'm willing to watch a full year of him like I'm willing to watch a year of Will Craig. I don't... God, this is going to get so confusing with they're both on the rock. No, so only bad. One of them could stay.
And did you know this story? They talked about on air. They both got... college offers from the same team, but they mixed them up. Will Craig got Will Crow's offer, and then Will Crow got Will Craig's offer, and neither of them went there. I didn't know about that. That's kind of funny.
They cannot both be on this team. What I'm just gonna go because right. I can't do this every week
for our sake.
I can't think before I speak. I don't like it, so I'm gonna be talking about Will Craig hitting, or hey, I said it right. Will Crow hitting home runs and. Did I say that right?
Not
I don't
now.
Know. Anyhow.
First. But I don't know. Will Crow might end up hitting a home run. He's got the highest weighted run creator plus on the team right now.
Touche. Anyhow, at the end of the day, he's... I mean, I like what I've seen. Like, everything doesn't look bad.
It doesn't?
It's a cautious, like, that pitch didn't suck. Good job, buddy. But it's also this guy does suck though, so I don't know what to believe.
Right. I mean, he does have some Trevor Williams type of traits. Mm-hmm. And that's, you're just gonna have to live with it. Like he is going to have times. He doesn't give a whole lot of hard contact. Even tonight, a lot of stuff was grounders. So, you know, he's going to have the nights where he probably gets babed up like Trevor did. I mean, Trevor steadily decreased and fell off, unfortunately. Like, he's a good dude. You wished success for him, but he just progressively got worse. So, but the thing about him, though, too, was he was never going to just light you up. He was never going to attack you and strike you out. He was going to, you know, live off of good defense behind him, contact. I feel like that's a lot to, like, Will Crow's game. But I want to transition this, too, because you brought this up 2 weeks ago, and that's why I feel like I want to know, because... Is he the 92-93 guy or 95-97? And he's doing this as a starter. So eventually, nothing against Will Crow. But if the Pirates are going to be good, Will Crow shouldn't be in this rotation. Is that fair to say?
Very fair.
Okay. And again, not taking too much away from Will Crow. So seeing still that him belonging on this club is still probably going to be a bullpen arm. What is he as a reliever? Is he now 97, 98 as a reliever? Or is he still like 93, 94, 95? You know, like yeah, who are you?
That's the weird thing. Like, is it a, I feel good this day, I can throw this hard? Or is it something that he's holding back? That's going to be a big determination of what he can do. Because if he's in the bullpen throwing 93, 94, that doesn't play. No. Unless you're Rich Rod.
Well, right.
And even that's like an anomaly sometimes.
I'm kind of still perplexed on it, yes, but it's there. He's got great location. He's doing good stuff.
You know, it's a question of, is it a decision on his part that I'm going to try to locate this game, or I'm going to try to throw hard? Or is it a, you know, my arm doesn't feel great? Because if your arm don't feel great and you can't get it up that high, mm-hmm. you're not going to handle the bullpen very well either.
True.
So it's going to be one of those. You just, the Pirates know the answer. They have to.
I'm sure. Yeah.
But on the fan side, it doesn't help us though.
I want to know.
Not at all.
For myself, I do too. But
it's going to be a wait and see.
It is. But again, that's even like that's why I'm honestly saying it. Like I talk about on the show and I talk about on the starts. Like almost every Will Crow start, I'm intrigued. I'm fascinated. I want to see it. Which is so weird mm-hmm. because it's not as if it's Brubaker, you know, or right. or just some guy with some crazy, filthy stuff that's trying to put it together. It's not like old glass nowadays. Like, I'm intrigued. Let's see what he can do, put together. Yeah. Or this guy.
Current terms, Mitch Keller.
Well, see, I just bypass
right now,
Mitch
I'm,
Keller. Because
yeah,
anymore,
to be honest,
I'm not even intrigued anymore.
Yeah, I'm not either, to be honest.
I'm frightened when it's a Mitch Keller start. Although the next start will be good. So yeah, so like he's not, it's not as if he's out there just looking sexy. I know I use that term a lot here, but just as what it is. Like, it's not as if like you're just like, oh man, I can't wait to watch his filth. I'm intrigued because I still don't know what he is. I'm trying to find out what is a Will Crow.
Who are you?
Who are you? Will Crow.
That should be
Will Crow.
Walk up music.
So yes, I'm just again like I'm just intrigued by Will Crow because I haven't figured him out yet. I'm still perplexed on what he is. He's at least shown that he's adequate, so that's good. That's a plus. But what do you have? What's in your arsenal?
How hard do you throw? Like, let us know. Will you just figure it out and either throw hard or not throw hard?
Yes. All right.
So when you throw hard, we're intrigued. When you don't. Or not.
So we talked about the Wills. I guess we can move on. Did you want to talk about the draft? I know you do. Let's talk about it next. You want to talk about it next? Anything else on your mind?
To be honest, the big part of this draft talk I want to talk about was Pompey Yannis. I love Pomp. Mm-hmm. But his tweet, man, talking about drafting Jordan Lawler because the Pirate. Or not drafting Jordan Lawler because the Pirates have too many options in the middle infield in the minor leagues.
Right. As I think quoted, another shortstop.
Yeah. Is this what on earth do people think when they tweet about drafting in baseball? You draft whatever player you think is going to be the best. I don't care where they play. You pick the one with the most upside. Unless we're talking about a closer or a reliever. You pick whatever player you think is going to be the best. I don't care where your depth is in the minor leagues because half these guys are going to suck. Pick the best player. And also, if you're picking more middle infielders, that's a good thing because middle infielders can play everywhere.
So before we get there, let's bring this back because here is what I want to talk in, like where I have, I guess, concerns. Because so Pompiani says that, okay, and like you said, like I respect Pompiani, like Pompiani, he says it. He's been around for how long? That's a little concerning, right? It's It's a little concerning. That's his thought process. Now, to go way overboard, a guy that I don't respect is Staggerwald, who actually suggested about trading the pick.
I didn't see that. I'm blocked.
Oh, you didn't see that?
I caught him this,
that was
no,
like,
no, I caught him the C word one day.
Well, we're blocked too when we made him the intro of the week the one time. But that I think was like at least a month ago. Probably longer though. But regardless, he suggested trading the pick. Trading the pick. Tyler Staggerwald, Pittsburgh Sports Media. Okay, so again, with Pompey, I guess it's just a thought process. And yeah. I still would
it's assume, a terrible thought process.
I still
but
would assume
I can understand.
He would know that. You know what I mean? So it's like a little I don't know. A little discerning that like he didn't. With Staggerwald just not knowing what the hell baseball is and what to do or anything, just being an idiot as he is, that's just pathetic. So, but to bring it back to Pompey Annie, this whole mindset, right? Like, you are absolutely correct. Like, it's baseball is much different than NFL, the NBA, whatever. You know, that's your biggest argument against the minors, which you hate so much about the minors, is the fact that the waiting game, you know, like you just wish I could see them play. Well, it ain't that way in baseball. So you don't draft for need because, for one thing, too, that need might change in 4 years and the guy's up. You don't know what you're going to have. And are you going to be pissed off because you took the lesser catcher? Because at that time you felt like you needed a catcher. And instead you got freaking, you know, Juan Soto out there. And you're like, damn it. Why did I just get Soto?
Oh, Tatis. Man, we already have three outfielders.
You know, Tatis. Fine. Perfect example. A shortstop. Like, oh, I didn't get Tatis Jr. because we needed a catcher. So now we got Francisco Cervelli. Right? Could have had Tatis.
Why we draft Austin Meadows? We got Polanco, Kutch, and Marte.
Right.
Now we got Polanco.
Like, you can't do it. You can't draft for need because you don't know what the hell the need's truly going to be. We talk about all these prospects on this show right now. We're very excited about all of them. Mm-hmm. But we don't know who the hell is actually going to pan out. There's a lot of shortstops. There's a lot of middle infield depth right now in the system. But we don't know who the hell is playing in 2025. What if Gonzalez doesn't pan out? What if Peguero sucks? Right?
Yeah.
What if one gets arrested and gets thrown in jail? I mean, we know firsthand this stupid stuff happens. You know, like, you don't know what's going to happen 4 years from now. And now you missed out on an all-star, perennial all-star. It's like you didn't draft him. Because, oh, you know what? We already have too many of those.
And listen, I don't really want Lawler, but the Pirates, they have scouted far more than me. I want one of the arms. But if they determine that Lawler's the best pick, I don't care if he's a middle infielder. Like, just put him somewhere. If you're bad plays, you play. We're not talking about drafting a first. We're not talking about drafting Will Craig. He's the corner infielder. That's it. Most likely a first baseman. We're talking about a middle infielder. If you can play there, you can play almost anywhere.
Which is the next point I want to bring up. You're absolutely correct. This is also not a college player. This is a high school player. And the reason that it's more of a difference to me is he's even more heads over heels, like, of the talent there. You know, he's way more talented than anyone on that diamond, whereas in college, it'd be evened out some. So with that being said, if he's being talked about being the number one pick in all of MLB this upcoming draft, do you not think he's probably the most athletic kid on that team?
Yeah.
Where's your most athletic kid probably playing in high school?
Shortstop.
Where do you think probably 90% of the position players in MLB probably played?
Played shortstop.
Thank you.
Will Craig probably played shortstop. To be fair, we could probably look that up. Go ahead and talk.
JT Realmuto, I actually talked my head. I'm thinking, I think JT Realmuto was not a shortstop, but I think he was drafted as a second baseman, and he's now like the best catcher. In baseball. I mean, Starling Marte, I believe, was a shortstop. Was Polanco at one point too?
Polanco was a pitcher.
But I think, was he also a shortstop too? Or just strictly
pitcher? I do not know.
I don't know. But regardless, yes, that's what we're getting at. Like, all your uber athletes are shortstops. And like you said, so he's playing shortstop because he's uber athletic. And if you're uber athletic, don't you think you can also play center field? Don't you think you also can play first base anywhere? I mean, like, isn't Mookie Betts in the outfield? Wasn't he a second baseman who couldn't play because Pedroia was there? And now he's one of your best outfielders in baseball?
Yeah.
Okay. So what are we talking about? Like, what are we talking about, Will guys?
Will Craig played third base. Will Craig is a fat tub of lard. Like, nobody gets drafted as a college first, like playing first base in college. You're not a first rounder. In high school, these guys
are playing. Unless you're Torkelson. Like, unless you're someone like of that type. But right.
But most of these guys are playing up the middle somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
That are getting drafted. What are we? It's the dumbest argument of all time. What's the chances he sticks a shortstop? Maybe the glove's great.
And if he does, then it's Gonzalez. Then it's Bay. It's very likely O'Neill Cruz. You know, like someone's going to stick there. The others, they're athletic.
Pick
too.
A spot.
So Gonzalez ends up being the center fielder. He'll learn it. I'm very comfortable. And feeling that he'll learn that position. I mean, hell, again, if we're looking Cincinnati Reds, Nick Senzel, third baseman. He's playing center field now.
We're not talking about the old days where Jacoby Jones is an outfielder that Neil Huntington just decided he's athletic. Let's put him at shortstop and see what happens. Or Connor Joe, that's a catcher, and let's throw him to third because we don't have anything there.
Shout out to Connor Joe he's with the Rockies. I saw he got hit the other night.
Like, it's the dumbest thing of all time. And once again, I want one of the two arms. If they don't get it, hopefully one of them works. Like, look at Carlos Correa. He was not a consensus number one.
Mm-hmm.
He worked out all right. Another high school shortstop.
So the argument here is, and I fully agree with you, I'm not out here touting that is Jordan Lawler. Honestly, I have no effing clue. I have no effing clue. Because without the season last year, really changed a lot of things. You know, like, you don't know. Mm-hmm. Rocker was the consensus. Now we're getting baseball again. And like, I swear, it changes every other week. Of course, it was Rocker because it carried on over. Rocker had a tremendous first start. And I feel like a second start as well. And there were some concerns, but the thing was, Leiter was step for step with him until Rocker kind of started falling and Leiter kept it up. And then, you know, Leiter's now being managed and this and that. He's giving up some long balls. Jordan Lawler's creeping back up. Now in the latest one today, there's another mock that it's Henry Davis from Louisville, the catcher. By all means, of course, the catcher, Tyler, the catcher. Here we go.
All right, this is... No, I don't want a catcher.
Well, you know, Beer Temple was well, oh man, he was pounding the keyboard when he saw that. Oh, there's a position of need. Go get the catcher. I'm sure that's his MO right now. Henry Davis is his pick.
Yeah, no. That's a position that no.
I'm with you, man. Catcher is
no.
You don't get too many. Looking across the diamond here, too many posies.
Exactly.
Catcher is almost a thing you can just kind of fill every few years.
Catcher is a position that if you really want it, you probably need to look in Latin America. Or like you said.
Look at the Pirates have been doing. Pirates have not had terrible catching for a while.
No.
They have not had terrible catching for a long time. And where's their catchers all come from? You know, I mean, there's never Tony Sanchez like has been like literally like the only catching prospect, you know, and Elias Diaz, and he went nowhere. Like that was pretty much all of your catching, period, for like over the last decade.
Well, Stallings now.
Well, and, yeah, and he really wasn't a prospect. That no. worked out, thankfully.
But, I mean, catching is just... No, just don't draft it early.
I'm with you. Just for that fact, I'm on board with that.
And they are so hard to put somewhere else, really. And if they're bad plays, you're probably going to move them anyhow.
Yeah, but potentially, like, where are you probably moving them to? The first, you know?
Yeah.
And then is their bat play well enough for first? You know, that's where it gets kind of like... And if the bat
does play well enough for first, then you're... It's just a tough position, though.
Like, the thing is, like,
burn an early rounder on.
Justin Morneau. God, not Morneau. Who am I thinking here? Who's the catcher?
God.
Wow.
Joe Mauer.
Yeah, Joe Mauer. Like, and by all means... A lot of bad things happened for him in his career, which sucked, you know. But Joe Mauer was excellent. Like, he brought a lot of value because he was the mm-hmm. catcher. You know, like, as a first baseman, he's a good guy. He's a good player.
Right.
As a catcher, he's an MVP. And that's the difference. You know, so that's why, like, moving him off the
but
first base.
But as a catcher, you also yeah, don't lose stay on the field.
Right. So... Anyways, so like the point I'm getting to is I have no idea. And why I have no idea too is, well, first, like you mentioned, I'm not a draft analyst. I'm not a scout. And what the Pirates do is what the Pirates are going to end up doing. If they feel it's Rocker, if they feel it's Leiter, Lauer, Henry Davis, whomever, that's the pick. But what I do say, like the good thing about this is – like the Correa you mentioned, like there's no consensus. There is absolutely no person that's like,
right.
This is the guy. Last year, there was some ideology that it was Rocker, right? You can still argue it, but at that point in time, he was the favorite. Right now, it could be literally anyone.
I still want it to be Rocker, but if it's not, it's not, man. Like, if they go under slot and sign someone, and they, at this point, Ben Sherrington hasn't given me a reason to doubt him. When he does, I'll start trashing him. Till then, I can't do it yet.
That's very fair. And that kind of goes back to what we were talking about, discussing last week. You know, like just grading Sherrington at this point. You know, I give him the benefit of the doubt. Some of the deals I was just, like I said, okay with. But now every single deal just looks... really good. And my God, let's just bring it up again. Like the Tyone deal, every week, does it look better? I love
or Tyone,
the guy.
I love the guy.
Yes. Tyone's great. But of course, we're talking about today because he had a start tonight. Last I saw is 4 innings pitched and 4 earned runs. I don't know if that changed, but
sure.
He's not the guy the Pirates once hoped him to be. And I think it's clear that he's also not the guy that the Yankees were hoping they were going to get in return either. I got up right now. So that's where he ended. Yeah, 4.2 with 4 earned runs. I mean, 9 strikeouts, though. And that's something he's been striking out a lot of people. But the results aren't totally there. So anyways, though, regardless, the return he got, I mean, again, another week, that entire prospect package has looked really, really good. So, yes, I am not doubting Charrington at all to this point.
I mean, okay, I was just looking at his peripherals. He's up to a 445 FIP. But, yeah, I don't know how you can really doubt Charrington at this point until he shows something that doesn't go according to the plan that he looks like he has in place.
That's fair.
Because right now, I think he's followed the plan and he hasn't really deviated. If he does that, then it might be a raised eyebrow.
Yeah. And you know what? I think, you know, we didn't know what the plan was, obviously, either. Mm-hmm. So that's part of it. He came in late. He didn't really have the 2020 to really work with. Most of it was done afterwards. Like, it was just the Marte deal that first time, which even that, like, at the time, it was like, that's it. You know, that's it for Marte. Mm-hmm. I was expecting a better prospect. He's continued that plan. So he was brand new. We're seeing this stuff. I question some of it. I think what we've seen at this point, he has now earned, at least my thought, like the benefit of the doubt. Any move he makes going forward, even if I don't trust it or I'm kind of shaky, he's giving me the, I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. So like in this draft, whoever he picks, I'm good with it till you prove me wrong.
Yeah. And that absolutely could be too early to be saying it, but to this point, he hasn't done anything. Otherwise, it's almost like whenever Huntington would pick up one of these crappy starting pitchers as a reclamation, mm-hmm. where you go, oh, that looks, why are we replacing AJ Burnett with that? It's Volquez. Someone shoot me. Why are we picking up Von Nova, you know, over and over? Why J.A. Happ? It gets to a point where, and once again, could be too early, but right now I think he's got the benefit of the doubt for me.
And that's a very good comparison, because that's true, though. I mean, let's go back to Neil Huntington's tenure at that time. It was. You would look at it. I mean, let's even look at the Liriano deal. In the first, the first time he got Liriano. And you're like, man, this guy sucks. You know, like, that's cool. It's a cool name. Liriano was a beast. You know, like, another guy, I wish you didn't have these injuries. But he sucks, man. And then he does that.
Yeah.
So, right. I mean, it was like the same concept. You kind of question things, but it's like, well, at this point in time, how can you still question it? Because he keeps proving you to look like an idiot. Mark Melanson. You know, this guy has like a 6 ERA. Like, what are you doing trading him? We just had Jewel Hanrahan. Right? So, he was given that point to be awarded the, you know, that mindset. You know, you have the benefit of the doubt now. Whatever you do, I'm cool with it until you prove me wrong. Neil eventually got to that route where he started looking like an idiot. And there you go. But at this point in time with Sherrington, even though that it is young, like you said, it is early. But so far, and this isn't just us. Like, this isn't just a fanboy blog or podcast or whatever. Like, this is people in Baseball America, all this. Like, these returns, how people are talking about them, they've looked excellent. Every single, like, return for the most part, especially the Tyone trade, especially, which I felt would be the hardest to trade at that point. Can you imagine the Tyone trade probably being the best trade that he can get?
I think the Musgrove trade still a little bit shaky, but
it can be. I don't hate it still. Bednar has.
I don't hate it yet,
but I mean, it's still just a reliever.
We're talking about a reliever.
But also in that trade, you got Eddie Rodriguez, who so far, is it Rodriguez? Did I just screw up his name? I think it's
Eddie. God, they got so many Latin American players.
Is it Rodriguez or Romero? I don't know why I can't. We all know how terrible I am with names, though.
Andy.
Yeah, it's Rodriguez. Okay.
Romero
was popping in my head for some reason.
We got Ronzies. We got Endies. I can't keep them all straight.
And then it's Contreras at the end and not Castillo or.
Yeah.
So anyways, yeah, but like, again, he was technically part of that deal when we flipped, you know, Lucchesi to the Mets. So theoretically, all in that deal, I mean, I'm okay with it. I still like it. There's still pieces there. But to me, like, the Tyone one just looks like it can be a slam dunk, major turnaround push. And Fangraphs is talking about getting back to Contreras, Castillo, Carrera, whatever his name is. Yes, Contreras. They're talking about moving him to a future value 50 prospect, like, already. That's already being talked about.
Very nice.
And, you know, Jim, you mentioned that, like that is a top 100 type prospect right there.
Right. But you look back at the early days of Neil Huntington, the Pirates minor league system wasn't talked about very much. He was going those high floor guys. You know, we got the Tabatas, we got Andy LaRoche, the guys that were real close to the majors. Sherrington's just taken a different approach, and to this point, all the prospect lists show that what he's done has been beneficial. So I don't get to watch all these guys every day. I gotta trust them, and for now, until it's shown otherwise, you've got to just kind of ride it out.
Yeah. And I think, too, like, with the approaches, I think once the Pirates were recognized for the farm systems, you know, like when they're having those good farms, it all came through the draft.
Right.
Where Charrington has done all this through trades. And mm-hmm. so, like, I mean, we're going to find out at the end of this year. I think it's a high reach. It's a stretch. It's a stretch potential here. But, like, you could potentially find, like, 5 to 8 prospects that could creep up to the top 100. And yeah. that's not counting the Pirates getting the number one overall pick this year. And then potentially next year, you know, or like a top 5 at least, you know, like we haven't touched.
Also graduating potentially 2 to 3.
Well, could Brian Hazel
graduate?
And then would anyone else?
Cruz possibly could. Swaggerty's.
Oh yeah, Swaggerty's outside. What we're talking about. Swaggerty could this year.
Is Keller's off of it?
Yeah. So you're right. But again, like, so what we're talking about
possibly
though,
O'Neill Cruz,
is
though,
before
maybe
the drafts start coming. Like before hit, I guess there's yeah. one, the Nick Gonzalez, and he counts. But you know what I mean? Like he's doing mm-hmm. all this right now, and we haven't really started hitting the thrash of top picks in the draft yet.
Right.
So that's one draft. Also to come. So you really, really could see this club, this system just flushed with talent everywhere.
God, I hope so.
And it is. It's a lot of arms, which is good. There's definitely also a lot of position. Like already there's a lot of everything. And also a lot of shortstops. Too many shortstops, Tyler.
Not a bunch of outfielders, a lot of shortstops.
But it is. It's everywhere. Like the one really lacking, one position really lacking in depth is catcher. That's the one where it's just Rodriguez. And he's still,
and
at this time, he's like the number 25, 26 prospect. He's down there. That's really it when it comes to depth. But for the most part, mm-hmm. I guess outfield also, but all those shortstops, right? Probably a few outfielders in there.
Touché.
That's, I guess, yeah, the catcher is really like the one that's really lacking. And then I guess next would be outfield. But it's like, right, now at this point in time, it's spread out all over the place.
Right.
So,
and they're not a bunch of 6'5" projectable arms that throw 90 that could throw 97.
Although that could also be Will Crow. We don't know yet.
It's true.
All right. But yeah, so like, I guess like back to the draft. So I guess the one question I have, and this is not mm-hmm. how you should think at all. This is not what Charrington is thinking by any means, but this is what I'm thinking because I think this draft could potentially dictate the course of this rebuild also. Okay. What I mean by that, if the pick is lighter, if the pick is rocker,
speeds it up.
We don't know if they're aces. Okay. They're likely not aces, but they're a top of the rotation arm.
Yeah.
You've got someone there who's going to lock it up probably 2 years from now. Right. Which is cool. You got these arms coming. Right. So that's cool. Mm-hmm. So 2023 looks like that could really be the start. If it's Lawler,
2024, 2025.
That's not happening. Right. So it's like this pick, if it's rocker or lighter, even though they're picked now, we're talking about all these prospects that's already in the system, mm-hmm. they're probably still that first wave. So,
right.
You know, you're all the players we just named.
mm-hmm.
You know, they're coming up after them, and now you're seeing this team. Whereas, if it's Lawler, then it's like Peguero and them are now like that first wave, the Castillos, like they're the first wave. So it's like, is mm-hmm. 2023 really not realistic to start seeing something? Is it really like a 2024, 2025 type of rebuild?
Yeah, that's a good question because if you're looking at like a rocker or lighter are going to be up here, not next year, but the year following. As long as everything goes according to plan. Mm-hmm. And then at that point, you're burning service years during a rebuild. So how quickly is this thing going to transpire?
Right.
So I guess if they go with one of the college arms, it's kind of encouraging that they hopefully think that we can do this quicker. Because in reality, these guys aren't that far away. A lot of them.
No.
They're really not. Pagero's not that far away. Swaggerty's, I don't want to speak too highly of him yet, but he's right there. Crew's right there.
And all we're asking for is like them to start coming up in 2023.
I mean,
to get that a little bit of experience, and then 2024 being like the year where they're really trying to compete.
And Nick Gonzalez is going to be banging on the door before you know it, too.
Shit, that guy might be here this
year. So a lot of these guys are like, they're a lot closer than I think it really seems like. So maybe it wouldn't be the worst thing to go to the college arm. I don't know. I wouldn't be mad. Speed this thing up. I don't want to watch another bad year. And if I'm going to watch a bad year, I want to watch some guys that don't suck or might not suck.
Well, good luck. That ain't this year. But I guess that is a little bit of a concern. And I don't think that should be in their mind. I mean, you tell me if I'm wrong. Do they say we're going to go lighter rocker because we want to start competing in 2023? Knowing lighter is the best available? Like, you don't do that.
You take the best available no matter what.
So if they feel like Lawler is the best available, I feel they should take him. But I guess the one thing with that is if that is the guy, then I start thinking like maybe we're not as close as I think we kind of were thinking we were.
Yeah.
And it's not that we're wrong. Also, let's say this too. Like we kind of thought we were closer. We were because we all were thinking that picks Rocker. So like in our head, Rocker's been a Pirate for like a year now. And you've already had Rocker in the rotation in 2023.
Right.
So now that might not happen. And now it's like, maybe we're not as close.
Either way, you at the end of the day, you take the best player available and you deal with the consequences after. Mm-hmm. No matter what you think that does for the rebuild. At some point, if you go college arm, we're still looking at 2023, 2024. God, it seems so long.
It does
kill me.
That's why, like for me, you do best available, but I'm just like, man,
do I really want to wait 5 years?
I want to have good Pirates baseball again. Ever since North Shore 9 came in existence, the Pirates have had losing seasons.
Like if they go Lawler, we're talking probably 4 years at least.
Right. Right.
Before he's even up. Yeah, take a college arm. I'm not patient enough for this.
So Jim decides that he's going to go in the chat. He's not good enough to be on the stream. He says, draft Davis, trade Stallings for a pitcher, boom, then we're set. Henry Davis is best available. Of course Jim's saying that.
Jim's an idiot.
Fanboy.
He thinks LeBar is a good quarterback, so his opinion's invalid.
But yeah, so I guess the wrap up like the draft here, that's, again, like a little bit of the thing I was talking about. Not a concern, but just a thought process. I do feel like if it is Lawler, I think that kind of sets the organization not back in a sense, but like the time frame back. That 2023 probably isn't the deal. You know?
Because no matter how you look at the minor league system right now and all everything we think's impact, 1-1 is the impact player.
Yes. That's what you want out of 1-1. Like you want to have a Gerrit Cole type of player.
Right.
And not a Tony Sanchez type of player.
Exactly. Or Brian Boynton.
Or that too. So, yes, you know, you want this. And this is the opportunity the Pirates have. This is going to be his first. So, it's a big deal. It's a big deal. But if it is Lawler, it is what it is. But that's the thing, like you said. So, of the talent that the Pirates have, it is a lot of young talent. But it's not towards, like, the extreme young. I mean, they're just mostly, like, just a few years away anyways. You know, and if they're playing at this rate, they're progressing the rate that they could potentially do it. 2023 is good for them, but it's not as if like, again, like then you're waiting on the rest of the Pirates to come.
Right.
So that's a thing. So, all right. I think that's enough draft talk without really talking draft talk.
Right. All we need to know.
Yeah. We talked about the draft. More. Here's zero analysis about the players.
We don't care who they draft. Just pick one of them.
Yes, that's all. I just want the draft to be over. Like, of all years, too, the draft to be a month later. My God. You had to do us again, MLB. The Pirates had to fall into something where, like, I can't deal with this for an extra month.
The analysis is going to be awesome.
Because here's the thing. Next week, it's going to be Brady House. Number one overall pick, Brady House. The shortstop from Georgia. He's in high school, too, but too many shortstops.
Who's the Florida catcher?
That was...
Castro? Is that his name?
His name... Adrian Del Castillo.
Castillo.
It's a Castillo, just add a Del in front of it. It can't be him, just based on that. I can't do it. There's too many Will C's. Now there's too many Castillos.
He's next.
Yes. All right. What else do you want to talk about? Anything? We want to wrap this
up. I'm about out of stuff.
Cool, cool. Same with me.
Since Will hates us, or Will, God. Now everyone's Will. Since Jim hates us.
Jim says every first round pick from Louisville in every sport ends up being MVP caliber.
Freaking Jim Crow.
Jim Crow. He kind of has a point too, which kind of sucks.
I mean.
God, I hate Jim. All right. Let's move on. We're done talking here. So Pirates stink. Chad Cole, speaking of stinks, Chad Cole's potentially returning soon.
My knee's coming back.
Oh, who we didn't talk about, your hooray. So he's in Pittsburgh. He's not on the team yet.
He's watch him be a taxi squad guy.
I'm curious. Is there some potential like IL stint coming up?
No. He's just going to be up here for fun and in the back.
Why would you put him on the taxi? You want him to get innings. I would want to use someone else expendable that I don't really care about on the taxi squad.
Maybe they just, I mean, it could be possible that they figured we'll skip a start for him anyhow, keep him fresh, and if we need him, we need him. I don't know.
Maybe.
I mean, with not having a minor league system.
Management there.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's possible.
I could get that. I could be on board with that. That's a
a
mentality I could fox with too.
Yeah, I mean, and especially in like AAA, I would have like 7 starters. Screw it.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea. I didn't think about that. He's on the taxi squad. He's there if you need him. You're helping him manage. Maybe that's how they'll utilize the taxi squad too.
Yeah, and if you need
you're
him, you
here
need
in
him.
Case,
if
but
he
also we're giving you 10 days off instead of 5.
Right.
That's not a bad idea if using the taxi.
I have no idea if that's what they're doing, but
I don't either. But I'll tell you what, I like that idea of it.
That's what I do.
The chances are you're not pitching, but you're there in case we need you, and he's a capable pitcher.
Yeah, and
I just
if not,
if it's
we have to
throw
save
him
bullets.
Off anywhere. Maybe not. I'm cool with that.
They didn't throw last year. Who cares? They're already thrown off.
I meant, like his bullpen sessions or whatever, you know? Like,
yeah,
I don't know how.
I'm sure they kept bullpen sessions
the
same.
They would
work
that out, you know, like if he has to start like the next day or I don't know. I guess we'll see. That's not a totally bad idea, though. I do like that.
They're all smarter than me. I'm sure they have it figured out.
If not, Pirates are calling up Tyler.
Yeah, just hire me. I'm available.
The pitching Yinza.
That's what I do.
All right, let's get out of here. Any last
words,
Tyler?
Pee. I gotta pee. Those last words.
I gotta pee. All right, we'll see you guys later. Bye bye.
Peace out, Girl Scouts.